Wednesday was a bad day for chickens. Over in London, 4 different badminton teams were disqualified from the Olympics for throwing their matches. They were trying to lose on purpose to get into an easier tournament bracket so they could avoid playing Chinese teams. Apparently, the Chinese dominate badminton like they dominate table tennis. There's something about silly games with tiny, funny-looking paddles that falls in their wheelhouse, I guess. I wonder how they do with foosball and air hockey. In a weird twist, one of the teams trying to avoid the Chinese was Chinese itself. So even the Chinese are afraid of the Chinese. Everybody is hoping against hope they can play against big, clunky, non-Asian people. Americans would be fine normally. We pretty much suck at badminton. But the U.S. is so multi-ethnic, we manage to field a team of Asians, too. The ideal badminton opponent is a 300-pound Bulgarian weightlifter, but those are rare in badminton. Anyway, the badminton chickens don't have to worry anymore. They've gone home to roost in badminton shame with their badminton reputations in tatters. I think the Queen of England even broke their badminton rackets over her knee. It's got to be tough being a disgraced badminton player. Everybody knows you were afraid of a little plastic birdie that weighs less than 5 grams. How do you hold your head up after that? Meanwhile, also on Wednesday, the left-wing boycott of Chick-fil-A was going horribly wrong. Instead of losing business, the restaurant chain was setting sales records across America, which is good news for Chick-fil-A, of course, but bad news for chickens. The only place Chick-fil-A was not setting sales records was where they ran out of food from extra high sales the day before, because business has been extra good every single day since the boycott started. What's the opposite of a boycott? Is there a word for that? After the Rush Limbaugh boycott and now this one, where both times the targeted parties ended up doing better than they did before, maybe liberals should get out of the boycott business altogether. They're embarrassing themselves. The Chick-fil-A hubbub started when the owner of the company, an overtly Christian gentleman named Dan Cathy, gave a radio interview in which he voiced support for traditional marriage. Here's what he said 2 weeks ago. Quote, "I think we are inviting God's judgment on our nation when we shake our fist at him and say, we know better than you as to what constitutes a marriage. I pray God's mercy on our generation that has such a prideful, arrogant attitude to think that we would have the audacity to try to redefine what marriage is all about." Unquote. Gay activists, who happen to comprise the most intolerant, fascist-leaning, vicious special interest group in the nation, quickly went bat crazy. They accused the poor man of hate speech, even though he said nothing hateful, simply expressed his opinion and said he was praying for everyone. The activist started organizing both a boycott of his restaurants and a kiss-in, for which gay couples were supposed to show up at a Chick-fil-A and kiss each other at 8 p.m. last night. I haven't seen reports yet about how that went, but when the comparison is eventually made, I'm sure the kiss-in will fail to produce anywhere near the numbers and classiness of the people who showed up Wednesday. They were often lined up around the block to show support for Dan Cathy's right to express an opinion. God knows how many chickens had to be plucked to meet the extra demand. Like I keep saying, it was a bad day for chickens. If you think I'm exaggerating about the intolerance of gay activists, keep in mind that city officials in Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Chicago, and San Francisco all threatened Chick-fil-A in the last 2 weeks. In New York, for example, lesbian city council speaker Christine Quinn wrote a letter to New York University, which has the only Chick-fil-A in the whole city, saying, quote, "I write as the speaker of the New York City Council and on behalf of my family. New York City is a place where we celebrate diversity. As such, I urge you to sever your relationship with the Chick-fil-A establishment that exists on your campus." Unquote. In other words, the mighty Ms. Quinn is a politician who thinks she can silence opinions she doesn't like and run a private business out of town. That's pretty much the definition of fascism. In Chicago, meanwhile, Alderman Joe Marino has promised to veto a proposed Chick-fil-A restaurant. In case you're wondering, this kind of fascism is nothing new for gay activists. In California, where teachers are required to tell kindergartners about gay and lesbian contributions to history, there is a proposed law, SB 1172, sponsored by a state senator named Ted Lieu, that makes it a crime for parents to provide counseling for their own children if that counseling is about same-sex attraction. They don't want anybody possibly being talked out of it, you see. They need all the new recruits they can get. Welcome to America the way gay activists want it, a place where they tell you what you can say and how you must raise your children and punish you if you disobey. Like the badminton chickens in London, the gay chickens are trying to fix the game to avoid strong opposition because they know it's the only way they can win. That's today's dose of common sense.